I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sectarian violence holds outreach in Syria. The details coming up. Then later, deaf Christians find new purpose and calling. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Syria, where the defense minister announces a ceasefire as government tanks roll into a key city in Sweida province, home to the Druze minority. But will the truce hold? Samuel of Redemptus Stories calls it a power move.
The government will use this as an opportunity to assert control there, which is something that they've not been able to do yet since the fall of Assad's regime. Even Assad couldn't control that area.
Monday's clashes between Druze and Bedouin fighters left over 90 people dead and hundreds wounded. It's the latest outbreak of deadly sectarian violence since rebel forces overthrew President Bashar al-Assad in December.
They've been the enforcers, perhaps, of the current government in areas in the south. Anytime they see something that conflicts with their beliefs, they will take action. The fighting has now spread, including Christian areas like Kharaba.
Syrian Christians have been active among the Druze, but their outreach is currently on hold due to the unrest. So pray that the Druze community can encounter the peace of Christ no matter what happens next.
Pray that our brothers and sisters will also use this chance to communicate God's story of hope. Even in the midst of conflict, the church has a role to play to care for their neighbors and to love them.
Elsewhere, believers working on search crews in central Texas are praying for dry skies. Torrential weekend rain carried into Monday and Tuesday, slowing recovery efforts. More than 130 lives have been lost after devastating floods swept through the Texas Hill Country starting the 4th of July. Dozens of people are still missing. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says.
There are a ton of Christian camps that were affected by the flooding. It hits us right where we live. I mean, this is one of our core parts of who we are.
The tragedy is prompting many kids and adults to wrestle with their faith. Yoder sees this as a teachable moment for parents.
We have to remember that God is sovereign even over this. This could be a great opportunity to just help them understand that God is in control.
Some children may now fear a disaster at their own summer camp, but object lessons can help turn fear into faith.
We don't know what the future holds. We all have different roads. Our roads may be paved smoothly. Some of our roads may be full of potholes and even washouts, but we can't be in fear.
A free devotional teaches kids how to trust God. Look for a link in the full story at our website.
Fear is an issue that kids deal with all the time. And so we've come out with a devotional called Conquering Fear. It's one of the most downloaded kids' devotionals on YouVersion today.
And Christ called his followers to reach out to other nations. Yet the community of deaf people present in our own countries is often omitted from the outreach radar, says Rob Myers, president of Door International.
We never realize that out of those 70 million deaf people, so few of them actually have access to the gospel.
Not knowing the gospel leaves them unaware of the value they have in God's eyes and the purpose for their lives.
God feels they have infinite worth, and they're worth him dying for, and so they're worth us engaging with and drawing in and giving opportunity as part of his kingdom too.
The change starts with the church's theology and its understanding of the deaf community. Chapter 4 of the book of Exodus gives us a glimpse of God's attitude toward them. In this passage, the Lord encourages Moses in his calling, emphasizing that deafness, blindness, or dumbness are not excuses to avoid pursuing one's destiny.
From a deaf perspective, that's a very powerful passage because it confirms that deaf people are called just like every other person is called to be part of God's kingdom and to be used by God to do things for his glory.
Pray for the deaf leaders who are spreading the gospel and sharing the good news among the deaf communities. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.